Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this day after. It's a Thursday, the 26th day of December. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, all that good stuff and all the holiday stuff. And, of course, to you first responders and teachers out in Morrow for this hour.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you got nothing to say about Morrow?
Home of the Mustangs, baby.
Okay.
Got that beautiful new state-of-the-art school down there. Let me tell you something. Looks like a spaceship. It's simply awesome.
Sorry about that. Yeah. You talked about that before. And how long has that thing been around, this new age
place up there? It opened this school year. It is that brand new. It is simply awesome.
Is that one of those places that folks in Georgia will take note of to have maybe special games at and special events because of its newness?
They've already had some events out there. They already have. The track, the stadium, gym. I don't know if they have a Christmas tournament out there. Maybe our first guest can tell us if they have a Christmas tournament going on out
that
there.
That would be Kyle Sandy, who's going to be joining us at 7:20.
Yeah.
Bow tie and all.
Absolutely.
New fresh wedding ring, still shiny.
He probably got new bow ties for Christmas.
You know what? That could be the second question.
We can ask him about
that. Listen, we got this whole thing taken care of now, man.
How you doing, man?
I'm like a lot of people who ate way too much yesterday.
Uh-oh.
In my case, it's an uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I feel like you know what. Because those who were blessed enough to lose some weight at some point, when you eat like you used to eat,
You can feel it. You can feel it.
Oh, man.
You can feel it.
There are sit-ups in my future.
Yeah, you can definitely feel it. You say, something ain't quite right.
Yeah. It was great. And both Tracy and I cooked, and the kids were over, and had a big time. Had a big time Christmas, and then they stayed the night. You know, Sam, I'm going to tell you something. And folks out there know what I'm talking about. You have a different kind of party when the kids grow up than you do when they're younger, obviously.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's even more special when the kids don't happen to have any grandkids around. Okay. Now, while Mama would love to have some grandkids,
yep.
And she reminds them every opportunity that she gets, but there aren't any right now. And, you know, that for me, I'm good either way. But yep. Because they don't have any grandkids, you know, there's significant others.
Right.
But they're also adults. So, like I said, the party's a little different. And so, like, the day after, there's mimosas in the morning.
Okay, now.
You're not doing that around kids, right?
That's a different kind of groove.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I spent most of yesterday with, you know, stretched out with Jesse between my legs. And that's my dog, by the way. We just enjoyed a whole bunch of day of sports.
Yeah.
But it got started early. Because, like, again, a lot of families, you got families that have gone through some stuff, and so, you know, they spend one day with mama, and then they spend the next day with daddy, or vice versa.
Right.
And so they were going to their pop's house later on Christmas Day, but Christmas Eve was at the house. So anyway, yeah, that's how I was, and I got a bunch of stuff that I was surprised to get. I gave some stuff that was very surprising. Like I said, we got to pace ourselves with this Christmas stuff, and I'm going to ask you, which is more important, infinitely more important than what I had yesterday. You are remote today. How are you doing, man?
Doing okay, man. Just dealing with something that's going around, I suppose. And you've been taking it easy this week. Spent some time with my nieces and whatnot. It's always great to have family holiday time. And I said, you know, you guys okay with Uncle comes in? Oh, we just got over it, so come on, let's go eat. I'm like, great. Okay. You know what I mean? I did that and just kind of put it in the slow lane yesterday. So, yeah, man, it's kind of where I am. But feeling better. Feeling better.
All right, well, keep it there today, too, because I need you back here tomorrow. We're going to be doing this for the next few days, well, the rest of this week. And then we got our own show on Sunday. We'll be on with you 6 to 10. Yep. And then we'll be walking you into the new year.
Yep.
Want to thank Eric. He is with us. Eric Slaughter is going to be our producer. This is going to be an array of producers between now and the new year, Sam. This is the first time we've had we'll have three different producers.
Wow.
Never had that before. So we got Eric the rest of this week, and I believe we are going to spend some time with Day-Day next week.
Whoa.
This is like all y'all Friday night football correspondents. They're going to be here, but we got Day-Day for a minute next week, and of course then Noel will be back.
Oh, man. So, okay. As they say, variety is the spice of life.
Absolutely.
How about that, sports fan?
Absolutely. And speaking of spice, did you get a chance to see the halftime show yesterday?
I've had a chance to see some of that halftime show. And once again, you get an HBCU band.
Yeah.
Texas Southern Band, which is kind of fitting. I think Beyonce's father has been on the faculty over there on and off at some time. So she's plugged into that university. And so it is in Houston, and she's going to do this cowboy thing, and she don't care what y'all say, huh?
Exactly. This is good. It is. I was trying to think of a really good analogy, and I'll come up with one. But there's been some people who've decided, no, you're going to take this part of my creative side, like it or not.
Darius Rucker.
I think so.
I mean, because Darius Rucker has been like a musical chameleon. It goes everything from Hootie. He's released a R&B album. He's sung gospel, and now he's in Nashville. Or I tell you who the big person is. We saw him in a movie, Ray Charles.
Ray kicked the door in with his talent.
But I'm just saying they didn't want Ray to sing "I Can't Stop Loving You," which one of the greatest country songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They didn't want him to do it. So I mean, you know, she's
You know what? The same can be said for Eric Clapton. Lay Down Sally. They didn't want that. Yep. You know, that fell into the country thing, and folks like, no, this dude's like, you know, rock guitarist. That happens. For whatever reason, there are people in different genres of music that don't like what they consider outsiders coming in and singing like them folks.
Yep. You know what I mean? And making money doing it.
Thank you.
If you coming in, it's one thing. You're going to make a song, and your producers and your record company, your recording folks are not going to support you. She's got the support behind her, and you know that was the whole thing. Where we got a glimpse back when that song dropped during the Super Bowl, we got a full tilt last night.
Well, we got a Super Bowl performance, but let's talk about this. We're going to talk NFL coming up in the next segment. We're going to talk NBA coming up before we finish this.
Are we?
What do you mean? Are we?
Have they lost Christmas Day?
Well, yeah. I, every time I think about this,
LeBron spoke.
He made a point. He says, "I love me some football, but this is ours." Well, you can feel that way.
They're gonna send him a nice floral arrangement.
who's they? You talking about Roger Goodell?
Yeah, somebody with the NFL. They're gonna send him a nice floral arrangement, man.
What I think about when I see this and hear this and people talk about this, there's one thing that always comes to mind. And I don't know if it's fair or not, or if it's accurate or not, but this wouldn't have happened when David Stern was alive. He had a relationship, and plus, he was the eldest statesman of the commissioners. And things I know NFL ran things, but Goodell came in. I mean, there was no more powerful person in sports, as far as the commissioners, than David Stern. And he proved that on a regular basis. But, you know, Goodell was coming in and dealing with problems and putting things out, despite the fact that the sport is number one in this country and this hemisphere. But I just absolutely believe that if David Stern were alive, he would have negotiated something. He would have pushed this back and pushed this back. It wouldn't have been like it was yesterday.
But do we know that that wasn't tried?
But not by David Stern. This didn't happen while he was alive.
But I'm talking about with the current people in
well, they probably tried it, but they weren't him. They weren't him. And we know that there have been commissioners who,
about long tenure.
Yeah.
Gary Bettman's been up there in the NHL for how many years now?
Yeah, but that don't count because they don't have the TV contracts that the NFL and the NBA have. That's the reason I think this happens. And having said that, and I've given this a little bit more thought, with the way things are being run, like I said yesterday, if you didn't have Netflix, you didn't see no football, right?
Right.
So maybe it is the changing nature of technology and how it's being applied to sports, and maybe some of this stuff is out of the hands of these commissioners. As much as they try to keep it there, the networks are saying, no, you want this seen worldwide? Well, you're going to have to come on my platform. Or you want to do this, or you want to generate this much money? I'm not in these offices, but I bet you this is the kind of thing we'd love to get, you know, some truth serum and people like, you know, Gary Stokin and Arthur Blank and, you know, those that could tell us exactly how this process
played out.
Well, I
think it's just the NFL saying that let's see how many different places we can put our stuff and see if people go get it. And I think that's all. That's the simple part of it. Let's see where else we can put our stuff and see if people will go get it. And every time they've done it, people have gone to get it.
And I don't mind it done this way. I realize that this is, you know, it's what's next. You want to set yourself up to continue to grow. But this is the difference between where I'm with it and then where I dismount is when these Mexico City trips come up. You're not making a whole lot of money. You're doing this on Netflix, you're making some money, you're being seen in Peru or wherever it's at, but you know where I jump off at.
Yeah.
I'm just getting easy to these London games, these Europe games.
Yeah.
But there's no need to go to Mexico.
Oh, they can play wherever they want to play.
I mean, they can.
The network people don't care as long as you bring the cameras, back them up and plug them
in. The fan base ain't going to Mexico City, though.
They don't have to go. They're going to plug up the cameras. Yeah. They're going to get content. They're going to make the money. As long as the cameras come on, man.
Yeah, I know.
Money will be made. So that's the bottom line. But there was some good NBA on yesterday.
We're going to talk about that too. Yeah. Oh, listen, the superstars. Do you subscribe to this theory that there are only three megastars in the NBA? There's a handful of superstars, and they're mostly younger. And then there's stars, but you know you got the different levels. And there's only two, and they were on display yesterday. And they took the game and gave the game to us that we expected and wanted. It's hard. It's been a long time since you deliver. But Steph Curry against LeBron yesterday, and Steph hit a three-pointer. They took it to overtime. It was wonderful. I mean, that's what you want.
But you also saw some of the new blood coming up with Ant-Man. Ant-Man having a big day.
Yes, he did.
It's in his commercial spot all day. It's bright spot, you know. So I mean that was big too.
It was, and so again we'll talk about that. And let me just ask you, man. We kind of
when we're interviewing somebody.
I got something yesterday that we literally talked about on the air a couple weeks ago, if not a week ago. Something that I had done in my life for the longest time, especially while I was single, and it was a moon calendar. Remember we talked about that? How there's calendars that come out, and they're shaped differently. I had one that was rectangular, and it had every month, but it had the movement of the moon throughout that month. Showed you when it was half, showed you when it was full. And I tripped and fell into that and then discovered, hey, this is kind of a cool thing to do if I want to take a vacation. Everybody who's ever taken a vacation, think about the ones where you did and you didn't have a full moon. Full moon added to something. Adds to a vacation.
Okay.
And so we talked about this, and bam, next thing you know, I was presented with a moon calendar at Christmas.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
Man, I was surprised. And turns out she got that before we had that conversation on the air.
Oh, man.
How about that?
Even better.
But I'm telling you, these moon calendars, it's the little things. Like that Denzel movie, The Little Things,
mm-hmm.
I discovered that a long time ago. It's the little things in life, man. It makes stuff sweet. And if you can, sometimes you can't manipulate it. You just kind of trip and fall into a vacation with the full moon. But if you can, say, let's wait till this week in July to take this vacation or take a cruise or visit family, because that's when the full moon's going to be.
Mm.
Now, if it comes out and rains, then you're kind of screwed. But if you can do that, I'm just telling you, for me, it is it just adds that something, little extra something. So, something to think about. Mr. Crenshaw and I are just getting started on this 26th day. We hope you all had a wonderful holiday, whatever it is that you celebrated. We're going to be with you till 9 o'clock, turning things over to Chris Thomas. But as you heard, NFL, NBA action. We got some guests showing up. Got Kyle Sandy going to be with us. JR from JR Sports Brief. And just talk about all kinds of things that have been going on here around the city. We're not in this seat normally on a Thursday, but we're here today. It is Sam and Greg, 26th day of December, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Thursday morning. day after. And I can hear your toes tapping and your shoulders moving up and down right now, Sam.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Right?
Saying, ladies, it is Beyonce who was as much a part of Christmas Day sports in anything. In fact, they will be talking about that performance long past the games from yesterday. I mean, it's worthy of covering, and we will. We're about to. But
it's just amazing to you how the NFL has tapped into the two biggest acts on the road right now. You know, one just because she comes through the gate.
I was going to say, they tripped and fell into one.
But I'm just saying, we tripped into it, and I still think that's some good PR. Somebody's working some good PR to make that connection. But, yeah, just to have the two of them plugged into the NFL as well. You know what I mean? Winning is winning.
Did you ever believe, though, it would be two ladies that have captured the imagination of the NFL fans?
But that's just it, though.
That's the thing.
That's not the thing, Greg, is that it's bringing people who are not NFL fans.
Well, it starts there. Yeah.
Think of some of the people who don't give about the games, the over or under. They couldn't care less. But they know there's somewhere they could tune in and catch a glimpse of these folks. I'm telling you, I got a niece who is like a Beyonce fan. Everything she does, she was trying to. She didn't know. She don't know flip about sports on Christmas Day.
She in a beehive.
I said. You know, usually have basketball. And is it you do? You know, I said. But it's NFL games. I just want to make sure I catch this halftime show. I said, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, it's the same conversation the guys had with their family members that were Swifties. Right, and he's like, well, who's this Travis Kelce? And they explain to them, this dude has been around for a minute. This is,
right.
You know, he didn't just like fall off a turnip truck.
Right,
and it was that conversation, which is similar to what you're talking about, is taking place on the other side of the fence. But yeah, you're right. There's a group of people who did not know, you know, this play. It was like Atlantis was discovered.
Right. You know, and so that's the thing. You put it on, and that's the other thing about it. They'll go and buy whatever platform you're putting it on as well. That's something else that it has told the NFL. If we got these people involved, which, yes, you know, there was a chance of both, although the Chiefs were playing on the road. If you get the Chiefs in one of these games that we put on another platform, people are going to tune in to see if she shows, which is simply amazing.
If they're going to take over Christmas from the NBA, they did it the right way. They gave a Super Bowl level performance. And by the way, it couldn't have come at a better time for Jay-Z. He needed some good vibes coming his way and his family's way.
That's true.
So it's not just, you know, what's been in the news lately. He's still catching, you know, strays for the Kendrick Lamar choice for the halftime for this year's Super Bowl. Now, we don't know who's going to get up there and perform with Kendrick, but I'm just saying that started it. And so, yeah, there's some goodwill could have been was needed at the Carter family yesterday. And boy, did they get it in space. Let's talk about these games. Sam and Greg again, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You heard about the schedule. You wondered if they were going to persevere through it. And he's having some troubles. And I'm talking about the Steelers and Mike Tomlin and where they were, feeling good about Russell Wilson being their quarterback. But yet he seems to be some of the issues as far as why they aren't closing the deal here with these turnovers and this and that. They lose yesterday, and I don't know. I know you didn't get a chance to see everything, but the fact that Pittsburgh lost, now they got to hope that they got to beat Cincinnati, who, by the way, they got a quarterback who, you can say what you will about that record, people are trying to jam into this MVP race. Now, he's not going to make – you know, he's not going to – you got to wonder about the two-horse race right now between Lamar and he – you know, in the minds of a lot of people, came back and passed Josh Allen, but he got a game coming up too, so we'll see. But Cincinnati is making a statement these last, you know, this was it, coming around the turn, as they say in horse racing, and they're gonna,
down the stretch.
Exactly. So they got to beat Cincinnati, regular season finale. Baltimore's got to lose in Week 18 to Cleveland. So my question to you is this: how do you feel about that position that some teams find themselves in when it comes to resting their players, because Baltimore's going to be there, you know?
Yeah,
Lamar? How do you feel about that?
Who, by the way, give him a shout out, right? He passed Michael
Vick.
Yes,
he did.
on the list for career rushing yards by quarterback. So I mean, if you feel like you need to, it's hard to sit the guy. You want him to stay ready and whatnot as you roll into the postseason. I know a lot of people have different thoughts about the last game of the season, what you do. I think this Sunday, basically what happens this weekend determines that type thing, you know. And then you play it out the way you're going to play it. But that was a very strong performance last night that they showed you pretty well. And same for KC winning last night. The Pittsburgh fans, I was reading some of the social media, the thing they got most excited about was Smokey Robinson running out of the tunnel before the game.
What? I missed that.
With the terrible towels.
I missed that.
They say, hey, man, he runs better than Russ. You know. Yeah. It's, I don't know how they end up picking Smokey Robinson of all people, but he came out and waved the terrible towels on Christmas Day in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sam and Greg, though, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. So, now Kansas City, they get to rest. When this team and what it's going through this year reminds me of those last few Super Bowl wins for New England when everybody was throwing dirt on Tom Brady, right? He can't do it again. That was lucky, those ones he got. And then what did he do? The next year he came out and won it. And then maybe a year or two later, won it again. It just seems like you can't put away this Kansas City team. And when you think Patrick Mahomes needs to stay home and rest that ankle, he comes out there and rushes for a touchdown and does what he does. Travis Kelce, he's not Travis Kelce from a few years ago, but now he's in the 1,000 catch club, you know, as far as tight ends.
Oh, yeah.
And went past Tony Gonzalez as far as touchdowns. So are you betting against them?
No way.
Despite what you're seeing from some of these other teams?
I've heard so many people this season complain about how they win games. You know, why they always wait till the fourth quarter and then they know what it takes.
Exactly.
They know what it takes. You know, that's a champion that's been there a number of times.
I always remember Magic Johnson toward the end of his career in an interview. We were sitting down and they were talking about, this is before the announcement of the other stuff, but he was just talking about his career and where he was and what he does, and Showtime was in his rearview mirror, and he said to the person who was interviewing him, he said, hey, I can still do the same things I did when I was a rookie. I just don't use as much energy doing it. And that's just, that's all of the all-time greats. They know, their mind tells them, Michael Jordan didn't dunk as much toward the end, but he still could dunk. Well, and he did it once in a while. And you're saying the same thing from, well, I don't count LeBron. He got some kind of special thing running through his system. You know, but that Steph Curry, like I said last night, the all-time greats will give you that performance once in a while. It's sporadic, but it's still there. And Patrick Mahomes, again, yesterday showed you why he's – and again, I'm just frustrated because I don't know – what to think about these guys going in. I look at the other teams and the way they're playing. I'm looking at Buffalo. People were ready to anoint Josh Allen the greatest quarterback since whoever. By the way, his season. You know, they talk about him doing things this year, Josh Allen that is, that you never seen before in the way he's playing. I don't know about you, but I've seen this dude before.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know if you felt this way, but what we're seeing, I mean the absolute best of what we've been seeing these last few weeks from Josh Allen. You know where I've seen that before?
Where?
John Elway.
Okay.
You tell me if there's much of a difference than peak John Elway. He was doing – I mean, he didn't have the talent around him like Josh did on a regular basis. You know, he talk about the guys he's lost. But that performance from that position and the multiple things that he does is what Elway did. And yet for a great part of his career, he wasn't considered the best because he didn't have those rings.
Well, we know at least one that he got.
We know two of he got, yeah.
Two he got, but one at our expense, right?
Right, but it was, again, toward the tail end of his career. When he had Dan Reeves in Denver there, he was doing what we're watching, John. And by the way, same conditions. Same conditions.
How about that?
You know what I mean? So I was thinking about that. That's just my opinion. I don't know if everybody else feels that way. You got to have some years on you to feel that way and know about that. But we're going to switch gears. We got more NFL talk coming up. Mr. Crenshaw's going to get himself a nice cup of coffee and some orange juice and start to feel better. And we're going to talk NBA up next on this Thursday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sam and Greg on this Thursday morning, 26th day of December. Mr. Crenshaw, had Eric throw this on here for a little bit there. Do you know who this band is that's playing?
Absolutely.
And that would be?
Boston.
Well, I threw that in for a reason because they are tied into one of those "it happened on this day" sort of things. That, you know, the insignificant. By the way, for those of you who haven't heard Sam and I on a regular basis, there's lots of insignificant information that comes out of this show. And that you may think on the surface, well, why the hell is he bringing that up? But I guarantee you, when I hear from people on a regular basis, they think this is nonsense. But yet later in the day, they're with family, with friends, whatever, and they go, oh, man, so-and-so was just talking about that this morning. Or we give you some sort of nugget that you can incorporate into the conversation throughout your day. Maybe not be today, maybe tomorrow, maybe over the weekend. But we've been doing it for years, and so we continue. So having said that, something happened on this day, sort of tied in loosely to the city of Boston, which is why we had him play that. Want to take a shot at it? A very famous sports acquisition was made today. Back in the day. I'll just go on and tell you what it is. Today was the day that it was finalized that the Boston Red Sox sent this young slugger to the New York Yankees, Babe Ruth. And I believe there was somewhere tied in there was the plate, No Nanette.
Yeah.
I do. I just seem to remember that along with a part of this trade, the folks either with the Yankees sent that to Boston or vice versa. I don't know. But No Nanette, that play was somehow incorporated into that. It's kind of like that cartoon that accompanied the Al Michaels trade between NBC and Disney and ABC. Back in the day, NBC wanted the rights back to, or was it ABC? Yeah, because they were owned by Disney, wanted the rights back to something rabbit that Walt Disney literally drew was going to be his first character.
Oh, yeah. I think Noel knows the deal on this.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was Walt Disney's first cartoon that he drew pre-Mickey Mouse was this rabbit. And it never really became anything, but he owned the rights to it, and somehow that got out of his hands and ended up somewhere in NBC's possession or one of the networks. Well, anyway, when they wanted Al Michaels to follow Monday Night Football from ABC to what became Sunday Night Football, the other company wanted that the rights to that cartoon back. You guys can look this up, but it's somewhere in there. Anyway. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. By the way, I'm glad you brought her name up. Shout out Noel. Shout out Eric Slaughter.
Yeah.
And Day-Day and the producers, all of our co-workers, and we just hope everybody, and you guys too, the first responders, the teachers. We started off reaching out to you folks in Morrow. We got a few other cities every hour we like to reach out to, but we just hope, again, that you all had a wonderful holiday and continue to into the new year.
You know what you can do right now that you don't normally get an opportunity to do around this town?
What's that?
You can drive anywhere you want.
Yeah.
I mean,
pretty much.
Freeway, open, clear. I'm like, if it's something you heard that they're doing in another part of town, and you haven't able to go and see, now is the time to go and see it. You know what I mean? If you just want to go, I heard something's happening, but boy, the traffic to get over there is always so bad.
Yeah.
Now is a good time to just ride and see. I mean, if you're off right now, you're off from work, right? Just go and see.
You mean later today? You mean throughout the day, not at 6:45 in the morning?
Well, whenever you feel like it.
Okay.
I mean, right now, you know, it's wide open, but I mean, I'm just saying it's something that you couldn't ordinarily do. You wouldn't be able to do it this time of day right now at normal times. Right now,
that's right.
It would be starting to stack up.
Going maybe give traffic reports.
Absolutely. So it's clean and green out there, folks. If you want to go and see something, go and check it out. It's the time to do it. All your neighbors will be coming back starting Saturday and Sunday. So I'm just saying.
Eric, how come we're not giving out traffic reports? Or are we? Oh, we will be later on?
We will be.
They just don't start.
We've already done two or three of them.
We did? I wouldn't. But you think I'm listening to this station? Were you crazy?
Yeah.
Prepping for a show. Hey, man, welcome. Come on in here for a minute. Put your headphones on, man. How was your day yesterday? We're going to bring Eric on here. Because, see, he popped in my head a couple times yesterday. You know why?
I figured he having crab cakes on Christmas.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Can you do that?
And he ain't got his headphones. He didn't hear what you said, Sam.
Oh, no. No, I heard him. Okay. So we had crab cakes on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And then we had traditional Christmas dinner yesterday. And then I caught the last flight back.
That's what I wanted to get to. So let's give him a... You were with family in Baltimore yesterday.
Watched, got to watch almost every second of the Ravens game.
That's what I was getting to.
But that game was over by halftime.
Yeah, but you still.
It was over by halftime. By the time Beyonce was wiping her brow, that game was over.
She wiped her own brow?
Well, probably. I mean, at some point, maybe. You know, I'm sure she had, like in Coming to America, the wipers. You know, but yeah, by the time she really, you know, was having her after performance beverage, that game was over. You know, really by the, what was the first drive of the third quarter when they went up 23-2? Do you really think the Texans
had a chance? No, but I was enjoying knowing that I was going to see something out of Lamar because he's been hearing this whole Josh Allen MVP thing. And this dude, you talk about Kansas City, what's a greater feat? To have them do this three-peat, which is a possibility, or Lamar getting this third MVP?
Lamar ain't worried about that third MVP.
I know he doesn't want it.
Yeah.
He wants to tie. He wants to chip.
Yeah.
But he still might get it.
He still might get it. It'll come down to probably, you know, like I said, these last couple games. What's the last thing that the voters can think of on the last couple weeks of the regular season? But, I mean, if you saw any – well, of course you didn't. All the pregame coverage in Baltimore, they talked to him three times. He's like, yes, MVP's great, but he first thing he always says, it's a team award. Give credit to my O-line and my receivers. But he says, we got one focus in this town. Okay. Winning that you know, last game in February. So, hopefully they can do it. I had a, you know, my mom, who loves football, sat there and watched just about everybody with me. She still had me help her break down how the seeding goes.
Right.
Because with the Steelers losing.
Yep.
She's like, okay, so what does this mean now? I said, Mom, if we win tonight, we go back in first place. Remember, we want to be home for the first playoff game, not on the road. She said, okay, I got it. It did. When I was getting on the plane, she gave me an update, and I was like, Mom, you do realize I'm at the airport and there's a screen in every bar. I got to see.
Well, yeah, she wanted to make sure that you had all the information, man.
Yeah. And she said, he scored again. And I'm like, yeah, right. I know, I got it.
Well, but, we're going to have you come back because I know that Sam, we're going to talk to Kyle Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you and Sam get into your wheelhouse with high school stuff and what's going on there. I just go get a cup of coffee.
No problem.
So looking forward having you come on back here. I had a Paul Blair something. I can't find it, but I was thinking
Paul
of you.
Blair?
I did that for Eric. Because it was something that he – I don't know if it was his birthday or something like that, but Paul Blair's name came up, which means he's an all-time great Baltimore Oriole, and I was going to throw that out for Eric, and I can't find that Paul Blair piece of information. But I knew that you – it would bring a, you know, hair up on the back of your neck.
That's nostalgia right there,
that's
Paul Blair.
What I'm saying. Yeah. You hear Sam go, Paul Blair? Yeah, he didn't think he'd hear that name.
That's
when he
old
woke
Memorial
up this
Stadium, Sam, 33rd Street.
Yep. That's Earl Weaver's Garden or whatever he had out there in the bullpen. When he growing stuff in the
Earl Weaver's Garden.
We won't say what he was growing out there, but he was growing a little something out there in the bullpen, I thought. I don't know. I never got to go to the place.
Me either.
I never been to Camden Yards. Like I said.
We're going to fix that problem. We're going to fix that problem.
Whenever I go to Baltimore, either the team's out of town or it's not baseball season, and all I can look at it is a big old nice gate they got there that's closed so I can't get in to see it. So – I mean, I've been to the Ravens.
He can't do like you did, Greg, just walk in the middle of
Michigan?
Yeah.
Well,
just walk in like, are you supposed to be
there? Ann
Arbor,
Michigan is a little bit different than that area where that stadium is in Baltimore.
Yeah. A little less, you know, police presence maybe.
Not as easy to get into. Sam and Greg, I'm going to find this Paul Blair thing. Sports
Greg,
radio.
Let me something. You brought us in with the music from Boston.
Yes.
Maybe we saw something interesting in Boston yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Philadelphia showed up. Is this the Philadelphia team we're going to see? Because everybody's been wondering, you know, what this team is going to be like. They showed us something yesterday. But can they maintain it?
I don't know because they got Joel Embiid on their team. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the game Philadelphia played. I just had a complete right there, right in front of everybody here.
No, you're right. You're right. They do have Joel Embiid on the team.
When he's not getting thrown out.
Thank you.
Right.
Or
yeah,
something
that's
like
the thing.
Yeah.
But when he's out there and he's got it together and got everybody around him, he showed you what they can be in Boston yesterday. I thought that was pretty impressive.
Where I was going with my thoughts and got them gumbled because you were asking me about Boston, but I was thinking of Philadelphia that whole time. And by extension, I was thinking about the news that came out yesterday having to do with the NBA and a certain player. Where would you think or where would you like to see him land? And Philadelphia is one of those teams that I believe – he would try whatever he could to get on this team for a couple different reasons, and that's Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, everybody knows he's trying to get out of Miami. And he has named some teams. You know, he ain't, first of all, he ain't going to tell Pat Riley anything. Pat Riley's going to do what he wants to do as far as getting rid of him. But him on what team would get your attention as far as, uh-oh, now they just went to the next level with him. And I just see Philadelphia as one of those teams. And that's what I was thinking about as you were asking me about Boston. So forgive me. But this news came out yesterday, and I'm just surveying. And by the way, I don't think it would be here. I don't think he would come here to Atlanta.
Nah.
But, man, if for whatever the reason if he landed here in Atlanta, what that would do to this team.
Yeah, what it would do to the team, but what would the, what of the what of the young talent they would have to give up? That's the other thing about it. You know, Miami's, you know, Pat Riley's going to want something off this team, and there's some young talent showing itself right now on this Atlanta Hawks team. And so I don't know if you want to displace any of that right now. You seem to have gone through your draft, and you got some guys who are really paying off for you. Jalen Johnson, Ricochet. We finally seeing some consistency out of Hunter. We can just keep him healthy. His role off the bench, if he's fine with that, I'm great with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know what would he demand to come here. I don't see him coming here.
There's been talk about Phoenix. There's been talk about, you know, because they need wherever he goes, he's bringing some toughness and some grit that team needs. You don't need Jimmy Butler to, you know, to be the top scorer. You don't need him to be the top rebounder. You know, just his presence and those moments. We talked about the little things earlier. That's what he does during crunch time. At least that's what I've observed. Jimmy Butler does those things that some people either can't or won't do and put his game on the back burner for the bigger picture, and we've seen it. Now, I don't know if he's the same Jimmy Butler from a few years ago, but, you know, moving him and giving him new life in another city is going to be interesting to watch. Speaking of basketball, if you can't get in front of a TV, we got Hawks action today against the Bulls. Pre-tip, 7 o'clock. We got tip-off at 7:30. And getting back to the NFL, Seattle's taking on Chicago, too. That's going to be down at WAOK, Sam. So you're going to watch that. If you're going to listen to that game, down on WAOK, 7:30 pregame, kick at 8:15.
Or if you're a fan of Chicago teams, hey, we got you covered today.
Yeah, I guess. Exactly. One team barely holding on in the top 10, meaning the Bulls, and forget about the Bears. Don't get me started on them.
Okay.
But where are we at right now? We talk about this being the beginning of the NBA season and a Hawks team that's sitting, well, seventh right now in the conference. You got to feel good about what we're watching with this team moving forward.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I like what we've done. The NBA Cup, having played well in that, getting a win on our way to this little break for Christmas. I think they've done some tremendous things. You got some bumps and bruises.
Yeah.
And some guys that you really want because you're getting ready to go on a big West Coast trip and you want everybody healthy. That's my question, because they got some tough opponents they're going to face here to start the new year.
All right, we are moving into the 7 o'clock hour. Like I said, if you don't normally listen to us, we turn things over to Mr. Crenshaw at the top of every 7 o'clock hour to let you know what is going on locally. Sometimes more than others, but he still lets you know. That is coming up. We're also going to hear from Kyle Sandy from Sandy Spiel, let you know what's going on in high school sports. We are in on this Thursday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. The day after, 26th day of December, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.